Well, Hem, thank you very much. And please do keep that passage open in front of you. We're not going to speak for too long, otherwise we'll all fall asleep. But it'd be really good if you keep that passage open. So we're going to spend a few moments looking at a couple of verses. It's on page 1170. I often remember as a child watching a film with my family. I'm kind of the youngest. And something would happen, or be said in the film, and it was clear that it was very important, but it went right over my head, and I didn't understand its significance. I wonder whether you've ever had that experience, knowing something important has been said, but it's passed you by. Well, I often wonder if a man from Mars came and asked us, well, why do you have a tree covered in lights in your home? What's the significance of it? What would we say? It's a good question, because we're asking, really, what's the significance of Christmas? What's it all about? And the reading that we've had from Paul's letter to the Galatians provides us with an excellent Christmas summary to quickly look at. Look at verses 4 and 5. But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Paul mentions three things: adoption into the family of God, redemption through Jesus, God sending his Son. That's what Christmas is all about. And let's just quickly look at each of those in turn. Christmas is all about being adopted into the family of God. So the next time that you look at your Christmas tree, think, that tree is all about being adopted into God's family. That's what it's about. That's why we stick it up. Now, why do I need to be adopted in God's family? Well, it's because, naturally, I don't belong to the family of God. You see, you can't be adopted into a family which is your natural family. You can only be adopted into a family which is not yours by birth. I'm not born a child of God. I've got to be adopted into his family. In 1927, in Sydney, Australia, there was a flu epidemic in which a boy called Ken lost both his parents. So Ken was taken to care with his brother. A few weeks later, he and his brother and about 20 other children were waiting in a central hall when three couples walked in. And one of the couples walked up to Ken, smiled at him and said, "You come with us. You're going to be in our family now." So Ken turned and said goodbye to his brother and left. He left one family and joined another. It was very, very stark for Ken. But actually, to be adopted into God's family is like that. Leaving one family to be joined into another. But why am I not naturally in God's family? Well, the answer, because I've pushed God aside. Instead of having him at the central place in my life, I exile him to the margins. So to all intents and purposes, he disappears. That's what we naturally do. He doesn't actually disappear or go away, but in our minds he does. And we, in our minds, step into his place. We become God, at least over ourselves. And it's such a little thing. We don't even have to make a decision over it. We just kind of drift into it. We drift along with God not in the center. Now, of course, I'm talking about sin here. But people often get a bit edgy when you talk about sin. They don't like it. But that is what sin is. It's just not keeping God at the center of your life. And that is all you need to do to be disqualified from the family of God. See, we're not naturally people who want God to rule over our lives. We want to be in charge. But Christmas is about being adopted into the family of God. An adopted son once asked his father, you're not my true father, are you? No, I'm not, the father replied. I've told you that before. Why do you ask? The boy didn't answer. And then the father told him, when we adopted the girls, we felt that the family wasn't quite right. That's why we adopted you. When you came, You made us feel we were complete and whole as a family. You were specially chosen. You are specially loved. And at this Christmas time, God says the same to us. You are specially loved. Don't stay in that family that thinks it's all right to live without me. Come home. Be my son. Be my daughter. For crying out loud, don't stay in that family that the bulk of humanity are in and are mistaken to stay in. A family that is doomed to destruction. Let my love flow to you. That's why Christmas is such good news. Christmas is about being loved by God and adopted in his family. When the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. The second thing that Christmas is about is being redeemed through Jesus, through his death on the cross. We can't be adopted into God's family unless we can be forgiven and made a new people. So the next time you look at your Christmas tree and think, what's it all about? Realize that, say to yourself, well, this reminds me that I can be adopted into the family of God and that this is only possible through the death of Jesus. Redeem, redemption, and the technical words, they carry the idea of buying somebody out of slavery. You see, we're all naturally in slavery. We're in slavery to our self-centeredness. That's the attitude that exiles God to the margins. But God has redeemed a people for himself, and he's done that through Jesus' death on a cross. Now some, when they discover that the whole reason why Jesus died on the cross was to rescue them, want to say to God, well, don't you feel that is being a bit excessive? I'm quite a nice guy. Isn't it a bit excessive sending Jesus Christ to die? Surely that's not necessary. But that's one of the ways we push God to one side. We tell him that he doesn't know what he's doing. We think we can make a better job of being God than he can. But Jesus' death was necessary for you and for me. And that's how much God wants to adopt you and me into his family. I wonder whether you did know that was Christmas, what Christmas was all about. That Jesus was born to die. That God sent Jesus into the world to take the punishment our sins deserve, so that you and I can be forgiven and adopted into his family. When our children were small, we would buy them these great toys for Christmas. But again and again, we'd find the toy left lying on its side and the children having a great time with the boxes and the wrapping paper. But don't we do that ourselves at Christmas? We muck around with the box and the wrapping paper, but the very thing which is so big and so costly and so precious is often left on one side. Christmas is about being adopted into the family of God. Christmas is about being redeemed through the death of Jesus, which is why we've gathered here to mark his birth by a service which commemorates his death, which is right, because that baby was born to die. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. And so we come to the final thing that Christmas is all about. God sending forth his son. So Christmas is about the baby in Bethlehem. It did happen. It's not some idea that people dreamed up to boost retail sales. If you had been there in the first century, you could have seen the baby in the manger. But if you had seen him, I doubt you'd have taken a second look. You'd have just passed him by. It would have all seemed so ordinary. But God was there. It is true. It's not an idea. Jesus is real. He did get born, he did grow up, he did die, he did rise again. He is in heaven, and he is coming again at the close of the age. And you and I will see him eyeball to eyeball. And whether that will be a great day or the most disastrous day depends on our response to Jesus now. But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. I wonder, have you heard the Santa syndrome? It goes like this. You believe in Santa? You don't believe in Santa? You are Santa? And then finally, you look like Santa. Well, there is another syndrome. It's called the grandma syndrome. I'm sure you've noticed how grandmas can't keep their hands off the baby. And you see them edging towards the baby, maneuvering themselves into the kind of the cuddling position. Well, I think at Christmas time, most people succumb to the grandma syndrome. They love the baby Jesus. He's so containable. You can pick him up and coo at him and sing "A Little Town of Bethlehem," and it all feels very nice. And when it's all over, well, we can put him in the pram and forget about him until we pick him up next year. But these carols we are singing are just the wrapping paper. The present is about being adopted into God's family through the death of Jesus. And that all began when God sent his Son to be born of a woman. Now, do you know that? And are you living as you know that? This is now my 48th Christmas. I wonder how many Christmases you have been through. But wouldn't it be tragic if another Christmas passed you by without you really realizing what it's all about? God says to each of us this Christmas time, I want you to be in my family. I want you to have a fresh start. I want to guide you through life. And when your time comes, I want to take you through death to live with me in heaven. This is the good news of great joy that is being proclaimed throughout the world. This is what your Christmas tree is really about. So that I can be adopted into the family of God, so that I can be forgiven through Jesus' death, God sent his Son into the world. Now there will be those of us tonight, I hope the majority here, who have already been adopted into God's family. Well, continue to rejoice in the great gift that God has already given you. Nothing is more precious. And no one is more worthy of your adoration and obedience. And so throughout the rest of your night, as you go home, as you wake up tomorrow morning, just be full of gratitude to God for Jesus. And every day, wake up in the morning and think of God and say, thank you, Father. And address him as Father, knowing that you're adopted into his family because of Jesus. It's the most wonderful thing to do, isn't it? To wake up in the morning and say, good morning, Father. Thank you for another day to live for you. But I imagine there'll be others of us here for whom all this is new. Maybe we're quite shocked to discover that we're not naturally in God's family. Maybe we doubt whether there really is a God. Well, if that's you, can I encourage you to do some investigating? As you leave here, tonight, you'll find by the doors you came in, you'll find some John's Gospels. If you'll read it, take one and read for yourself the claims of Christ. Or if you're feeling very adventurous and up for it, join our next Christianity Explore course, which starts in the new year on Sunday mornings. I think it's January the 15th. There are details also by the Gospels there. But there may be one or two of us here who recognize that they're not part of God's family and want to be. Even tonight, on this midnight service and the Christmas Eve, You want to be forgiven. You long to have a fresh start. You want to be loved by God. Well, if that is you, I want to give you the opportunity to do that tonight. I'm going to pray a prayer now, which you can echo quietly in your heart. I'll pray it phrase by phrase. It's a prayer in which you acknowledge your need of God's forgiveness, and in which you ask Jesus to come to take his rightful place in your life. This prayer won't be appropriate for everyone. But if it's appropriate for you, why not pray it with me now? If it's not appropriate, then why not use the opportunity to say something to God which is? So let's just close. Let's remain seated. Let's bow our heads. Almighty God, I acknowledge before you that I am not naturally your child. I have treated you and the Lord Jesus appallingly, and I'm sorry. Thank you for your love which sent Jesus into the world. Thank you that through his death I can know your forgiveness. Thank you that you offer me a place in your family. I gratefully receive Jesus now as my Lord and Master. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, to help me to be a faithful follower for the rest of my life. Amen. Well, if you've truly prayed that prayer, then tonight is a great day for you in receiving Jesus. If you have received it and prayed that he meant it, well, then you become a child of God. That's a wonderful thing. So you can wake up tomorrow morning and say, God, Father, and call him Father, and know that you are his child. This is just the beginning. You need help to grow in that relationship. So let someone know what you've done and enjoy this Christmas.